What's up, everybody, and welcome in to the Backliners Podcast, Aggro and Barracuda, as per usual. Today, joined by the mid laner for the Olympus Bolts, a team that we don't get to hear about very often, you know? Like, we got lucky last week to have someone like Haddix on the show, because we never gets the Bolts perspective. And then this week, we get the mid laner, Venenu, joining us. Ven, thanks for taking the time to come on by, since, you know, Barra doesn't tell us very much about what's going on with your team.
I really don't.
True. Hey, it's a fun time. I enjoyed it the last time I was on, so I had to do it again.
Absolutely, man. And it's a good week for you guys to do it, because you guys are kind of red hot as of late.
True.
Coming in undefeated in Phase 2. We'll talk about your matchups this week against the Scarabs and, of course, the Jade Dragons that you played later on, or earlier today. But first, I've got to make an announcement. Did you guys know that we used to have a code with Manscaped?
Oh.
They used to work. But it no longer does, because all you have to do in order to get 20% off your order and free shipping from manscaped.com is go to manscaped.com/back. No longer have to worry about a code. You don't have to remember, is it back? Is it beeline? You don't have to worry about it. You just head on over to manscaped.com and use manscaped.com/back is the place to go. Mm-hmm. So make sure you're getting 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com/back. That's 20% off plus free shipping when you go to manscaped.com/back. Achieve pubic glory this year with Manscaped. And Ven, you are one that has used our discount before. Would you?
Really?
I'm not going to ask you to give me the whole rundown here, but fair to say that you achieved pubic glory this year with the help of Manscaped?
Yeah, dude, absolutely fantastic. I would say the best boxers I've ever gotten are actually from them.
Dude, those boxers are so comfy.
I was
so
sweating
comfy
up the storm.
Yep.
But, dude, I was cozy down there, let me tell you. Oh, man.
That's what you need. Jeez. Okay, also, if you go the true combo of the boxers and the ball deodorant, I don't know if that's actually what it's called, but I'm calling it that. Goes off, man. Yep. It goes off. You are going to be...
Yeah, everyone was making fun of me in the house, dude. I was like, dude, this is OP stuff.
You know? It
like,
really is OP stuff. So again, if you guys want to get in on that action, manscaped.com/back. Big thanks to them for partnering with the show. And of course, thanks to everyone who has helped keep that going by supporting us. That is the best way to support us, is to continue to use that code or buy our merch, which you can do. It'll be in the description down below. Sure. All right, let's talk SPL, fellas, because I'm back. I was back in studio this week. I don't remember anything that's happened. My brain is completely fried, and there's no point to me trying to remember what happened. Let's see.
You remember this weekend?
Not really. No.
Oh, well, Friday it was Kings, Valkyries, and us and Scarabs, and it was just two stomps.
Yeah.
Unlucky.
Yeah, I think most of the games this weekend were kind of bad. Or, like, most of the sets this weekend seemed kind of bad.
I was actually so excited for Friday, though. Oh, man.
Oh, I know. I want to talk to you guys about that. I got to go in. I've really missed. Something I really like to do is I like to poke my head into a team booth before the set starts and just spout total nonsense. And just really try, not to throw them off their game, but just to, like, mess with people, because I find it fun. And I had a great time doing it. I missed it. I walked into the Scarabs booth. I said, I had a great bit. I went, Bobby, where's your controller? And I was like looking under his keyboard and that kind of stuff. That was great work.
He threw him off his game, dude.
Yeah, I threw him off his game. You're welcome. Barry, you know, the PayPal. And then I came into your booth and I have no idea what I said, but probably something stupid. And I really missed doing that. I missed messing with the fellas.
Yeah, yep. I think it was just us complaining about a certain thing.
Oh, yeah, it was really... Okay, it's the podcast. It's not on the official broadcast. We can talk about it. The booths were a little warm, okay?
And moist.
Okay, I was sitting down, and everyone's just, like, next to me, and they're like, yo, Ven, you're kind of sweating. I'm like, dude, I'm dying in here, man. I went out there, got, like, paper towels and stuff. I was just like...
Did you remember to wear the ball deodorant that day for Manscaped?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Manscaped up, dude. I smelled like a king.
That was close. Lazber says it was hot because he was there. And
well,
that is
hot
true.
On both sides, so.
Well, but Lazber was in the building is what we're talking about.
Oh, so it's the entire building.
It was just, really just the player booths. No, but look, I mean, hey, obviously we want them to be a little bit cooler and more comfortable, but that's part of playing
Any
on LAN.
Cooler would be great.
It's part of. Okay, surely it could have been hotter, right? Surely we could have made it warmer.
I was literally sweating out of all my pores.
We have this like we got this fan. We stole it from you guys and used it in there.
Yep. Hey, we needed it. That's needed the way the wind it goes.
Yep.
That's part of playing on land versus playing at home, right?
Yep.
That you have to deal with some adverse conditions. Let's say it was Jake's first LAN game. Was he nervous at all?
So nervous, dude. He was freaking out the whole time.
Man. Okay, man. Obviously, he's not going to be shaking in his boots. But could you tell that he was a little off his game at all?
I don't know if he didn't seem that nervous. I think once like everything happened and then we weren't playing against the full roster, he was kind of just like, he just kind of relaxed
a little bit. Yep. Definitely an unfortunate situation for the Scarabs. I also want to talk about the unfortunate situation for the Leviathans.
A lot of weird stuff going on this week.
Quite unlucky, dude.
A lot of coaches in the solo land this week. I was actually listening to Hazer talk on his stream about how solo has been really stacked this year, which has been true. And then we had two coaches come in and maybe make it look a little bit less
like
stacked.
Like he was lying.
Potentially. I don't know, man. I mean, obviously waiting for a decision from the esports department on what is going to happen in Julio's situation. I don't know if you guys have thoughts about it. I really don't, outside of the fact that he should obviously get punished. And if I were in charge, it would probably be fairly harsh. You know, I think that I would do it by games and not by weeks. I think that, you know, making a miss 4 games or something like that, it would be my gut reaction. But I don't know how you got, Barra, why don't you give us your reaction first?
So for me, I think if you're in the SPL publicly, you should be putting on a very good image.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we're like, especially now, because we're literally like employees of Hi-Rez, I think, or something along those lines. Like, we get paid directly to like make them look good. And it's one thing to say, like, all that stuff, like, behind closed doors. But if you're saying it on stream, like, I don't know, man. You just can't do that
right
nowadays. Like, earlier, like, in an earlier version of the internet, you can probably get away with that stuff.
Oh, yeah, he's getting away with that for sure.
But now, I just don't think you can say those types of things.
As you should not be able to, for the record, in my opinion.
I mean, when you're representing like a company and stuff like that, you just can't be saying that stuff.
Right.
Like publicly. Mm-hmm. Like you're held to a higher standard, and that's just kind of it, right? Like,
100%.
Yeah, we'll see what happens to Julio over there in the solo lane for the Leviathans. They've got a couple big games coming up. Next week, they play the Kings and you guys. So some pretty important ones for them coming up.
They have a double? Or is it?
They do have a
Friday,
double.
Saturday. Yeah,
Friday, Saturday. Back-to-back bangers between against the Kings and you guys.
Yep.
So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I think that's really all I have to say about that situation.
Yeah, I don't want to go. I mean, I have my own thoughts a little bit more, but podcast appropriate, so we can just kind of, you know.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that, Barra. I was moving on, man.
I feel like more. Okay, we'll just keep going.
Okay, really? Okay, yeah, sure. We'll just keep on going. Okay, so Friday we had Kings Valks, 2-0 stomps for the Kings. You guys crushed the Scarabs in studio, again playing with Slaney in the solo lane. Then Saturday, I didn't get a chance to watch, but I heard that these were all stomps as well. Dragons kind of stomped the Oni Warriors. Is that the case?
I think game one. Game one was a stomp. Game two, I think it was a little close.
Yeah.
Yeah, game two is definitely close. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Fair enough. And then Leviathans, I'm guessing Oxy didn't exactly tear it up in the solo lane for him that game.
I felt so bad for them, man. That's so rough. But I respect him going like a Vamp Shroud and trying to fight at least.
Yeah,
like, you know, he was there.
Mm-hmm. I respect he was doing that. Did he play Vamp Shroud Guardians as well, just like Slaney did?
Yep.
Well, Slaney did the like tier 2 item and then right into Benevolence, I think.
Oh, did he?
Just not die. Yeah, just get like passive XP.
All right.
But
all right. Fair enough.
Gotta respect him for that.
All right, and then today, Titans versus Valkyries, another 2-0 against the Valkyries. I casted that set. I thought they did. I think their drafts are getting marginally better.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I like their drafting a little bit more. I still think they are missing the connection on, like, okay, this is what our draft does, and then, like, doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That part kind of gets lost a little bit still at times. But I don't know. The reality of the situation is the Valkyries in a position that is obviously horrible. And maybe it's time to start taking some moral victories. And maybe they had a little bit of a moral victory today that their drafts were better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's what we're looking for. We're not looking to win the game.
They did look better.
They did look better.
They look great.
Yeah. Well,
but unlucky.
Unlucky. Yeah, let's go with that one.
Weird point flip there.
All right. Let's talk about your set. Bolts up against the Jade Dragons, the big set of the week. Game one, you guys, I was actually talking to Hindu Man the entire time. I was like, okay, I probably have some time. When I walked out, it was 1-0 Dragons. So I didn't watch any of that first game. What happened, fellas?
Talk to that guy.
Yeah, that was just our fault in the duel lane.
Okay.
I'll take some of the blame. Jake will take some of the blame. You know, and that's we just decided to fight in a duel lane. We should not be fighting in PBM survival like 1 HP. If we got the kill, we like smork duo side and play through duo completely.
Mm-hmm.
But unluckily, we did not get the kill after I dashed in. And then I died. And then I was Shablonk behind into a Cupid Yamoja, which is basically an impossible situation.
Yep.
And also, I kind of made a pick and ban error in the pick and ban process with my pick. I do not think my pick was good.
Wait, do you think Reddit has been right this whole time that Barracuda teams don't know how to pick and ban?
It's just me.
Oh.
It's just me.
Yeah, well, I figured as much.
Yeah, it wasn't really like... Game 1, in my opinion, wasn't really a game. It was kind of just one of those scrim games that you normally would have remade because like someone made an error in a laning phase. And it's just, okay, whatever, we'll go next. But unluckily for me and Jake, that was not the case today because we were playing SPL. I mean, I wasn't really like upset after game one, like literally at all. I was just like, that stuff, it happens sometimes, like, and they're so good with a lead that they just kind of stomped us the rest of the game. And it was literally the whole game was just me and Jake dying in duo. Like that was the whole reason we lost that game. 100%.
Yeah. Barry, you say, yeah, I wasn't too upset after game one, but that's because it was in your hands. Ven, were you upset after game one that you didn't, it sounds like you couldn't even play.
Yeah. I didn't really participate in the game. I kind of just dying off of the pressure. And I was just like, well, unlucky, man. I guess I'll just keep going in there.
Yep. That's your specialty.
Happens. Yeah, I mean, that stuff happens and you just kind of got to get over it. I mean, we have a good team environment, so it's just like, yeah, whatever, just go next, man.
I was going to bring this up later, but I think it's transitioned nicely into it. Ven, I have to say that when I'm watching your stream, I think that you have taken the mantle for the pro player that may, like, I was watching you play Scylla the other day, and you, like, hit everything and killed this Thoth on, like, a really hard kill. And then you just proceeded to legitimately hard in the next fight. And I just don't know. Like, so I love watching your stream, twitch.tv/Venenu, because I never know what's going to happen. I don't know if you're going to, like, style on the enemy jungler and mid laner and, like, 2v1 them and completely own them. Or you're going to hard int a fight so hard that, like, I don't even know how you thought to int that way. Like, in an impressive manner. Like, it is so fun to watch because I don't know what's going on at any given time.
Yeah, that was a compliment, then, by the way.
Yeah, it was a compliment. It was a compliment. It
depends how you look at it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, scrims have been really good. So, like, how I take ranked is just, like, I mean, I'm just trying to have fun, you know? Like... Just get what you get out of it, you know? Damage test, you know, what can I live? You know, just get in there, man. You know?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, I died here. Well, go next, man. Well. I'm lucky.
I love it, man. You've really hit that level. I've seen Mike, like, really hard in some plays. Meerkat is one of my favorite, like, prolific ranked inters, like, at times. You really... you've hit that level while also playing at like maybe your best smite of your career. And to be able to maintain both of those things at the same time, that's impressive. You know what I mean? Like, I'm here for it.
That is pretty good, I guess.
Like, you kept your int potential in ranked and moved up your SPL potential at the exact same time. Like, that is talent right there. I do mean it all as a compliment, legitimately.
Yeah, I swear.
Okay, game two. Hold on, I gotta pull up the post game stuff so that I can actually remember what you guys were playing those games. Oh yeah, I feel like game two was literally just Jake slamming his two button through the bottom of his desk and just like healing you guys so much. I feel like no matter what the Dragons did that game, none of it actually mattered at all because of Jake's healing. Is that the way it felt to you guys playing that game?
Yeah, I mean. Like, go ahead. You.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Ben, Barry got the first one. You get this one. Yeah.
All right. I mean, I'm pretty sure once it got to a certain point with their team comp versus our team comp, we're spam healing as Yemoja and Soul. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I pretty much could never die. They didn't really have a damage to kill me. So I could just free cast and do whatever. And I mean, Barry is just, you know, he's coasting as Rama. They had to choose like one person. And
there was a compliment. Okay. Yeah. It was a good thing.
This is the episode of underhanded compliments.
They were just coasting through that game. Top damage, you know.
Yeah, he's vibing.
Coasting, okay.
Yeah.
Why did we put him on?
I mean, I get to enjoy the show. I'm getting all in. I see Barrow over there on the side. I'm like, I'll grab some popcorn next time, you know?
Yeah, it was kind of... I don't think their team comp was good, and I don't think the way they tried to team fight into us was good.
Go ahead.
Once we got team fights, I just felt like we literally couldn't lose. Like, I think it was the game Hurry was putting out like a lot of damage on Janus, but it didn't feel like impactful at all.
Right.
So we were really confident in our team fights.
Yeah, he had top player damage in the whole game. He had 25k. Barra, you were next at 20. But I feel like the plan for that draft was like hope Hurry one shot someone.
Yep.
And it just never really happened, I suppose. I'm curious on both Hunter picks in this game because you went Rom, which we really haven't seen like much at all. And Panda went Uller, which I do not think has looked particularly good.
I mean, he was just trying to counterpick me. Same as game one, he waited till the bottom pick to counterpick me with Cupid. And in game two, he was just trying to like smork duo lane with like Rama into, or Uller into Rama, which he did not find success with because I think that was the game we got an early gank.
Yes, yeah, and Lazra came over early. It didn't get a kill.
Oh, yeah, I got my ganks mixed up. Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't get a kill that game. But it did, like, relieve some pressure, I suppose. I don't know, is Rom, like, good with this current build or what?
Yeah, he's really good. I think a lot of the ADCs are really good right now. I think your ADC pick is basically just what your team wants and what you can play. I mean, there's a few that I value, like, really highly. But I think a lot of hunters are really good right now. I do think a lot of hunters have gotten a lot worse. And I think I don't agree with a lot of the other SPL player or SPL ADC god choices. But I do think, I've got my own little like meta, I think.
Did you see Cyclone pick up Izanami today in their set against the Valkyries? Is that a Valk specific pick, or do you think Iza could actually be good?
I mean, playing against us, I think that character is still kind of dog, you know? I mean, it's good in the I feel like it's the same as it's always been. It's good in the situations it was before, and then it dies in the situations it died in before.
Okay.
But obviously with the bow ability, you know, she has a really sick steroid, so you're kind of pogging then.
She has the best steroid in the whole game.
Yeah.
Like, it's
80%, right, on her one?
Yeah, I think it's 80%, and she gets... And it's really long, like... Like, Chernobog steroid is pretty high, but it's really short duration. And she gets bonus basic attack power. Or no, it's not basic attack power. It's just extra damage on the hit. Yeah, it's just damage on hit. It's like 30 bonus damage or something like that.
25. I actually thought it was higher than that. 25. It's 75% and 25. Actually, yeah, I thought it was higher than that.
Interesting. Yeah, I kind of thought it was too. I wonder, I might have thought it was basic attack power during that duration instead of... actual just flat damage.
It does last for 6 seconds, which is a very long steroid.
Yeah, that is a super long steroid. That steroid is nuts. That character can't be that bad. That's what I'm going with.
I mean, it's just a CC immune Liss Hunter, right?
Yeah, like, true. Dude, if she had CC immunity on her ult, she would be freaking nuts.
When she's casting?
Yeah, on her ult. Yeah. Kind of like, even if you did it like Soul has it, like where it's really short, but it's just on activation... that would make that character like instantly jump up. She'd be the best hunter in the game, I think.
I was thinking the same thing with Sir, and I was just like, if he just had CC immunity and like the casting animation of his ult, like he'd actually be good. But they just die too much, man.
How come? Do you feel like not having CC immunity in mid is like as much of a death sentence as it is in ADC, Ven?
Probably not that bad. I mean, I think with boots removal, kind of the damage went up. For mids, so I think like if you can get like a burst character, then I don't think the CC immunity really matters too much. And I think right now, I think both backline or carries anyway are just kind of outscaling tanks right now.
Right.
So, and you know, Sunder doesn't help that as well. You know, Sunder's kind of
I suppose it doesn't.
Why? Someone's trying to go in and you get double Sundered, man. You're kind of sad. You're dead.
Why do you think it matters so much more to have CC immunity for hunters instead of mages, Barra?
Because I'm alone a lot. Sometimes. I'm alone.
Sounds like
a
your
lot
positioning
sometimes.
Stinks.
I mean, I would agree, honestly.
That was such a perfect little laugh there, Ben. Like, just, it was perfectly timed.
Well, I'm alone.
I'm just here to die for my mid laner.
Oh, right.
That's my excuse whenever I'm out of position.
Well, you did it twice in game three. Ven, clean 3-0-7. You, 3-2-4, stinking it up in the KDA department.
Yeah, dude, I got ganked. I was talking to Ven about something, and I just walked up to the lane, just got murked. Okay, he stood there for, like, at least a minute. Maybe a minute
He was
and
there
half.
For a long time.
Because we saw him. We saw him. I backed. I came out of base. I think PCAP back too, so I was like, oh, there's no way he's still going to be here. So I run up the lane, super confidently get Merc ulted, because I'm like literally just talking, like not paying attention, because I don't think he's going to sit there for that long. And then they started centering behind their tower to really try to gank me. And, you know, I played with a Brain the rest of the game, thankfully, so I didn't give him any more opportunities.
That one Merc ult was so funny to me because like Jake is just like standing there and I feel like he's just like his head is like watching a car go by in traffic. He's like, oh, there goes the Merc. Okay. Like he can't really do anything about it because Sam like spaced your ult and then Danza Rocket comes in and it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, dude.
I misplayed that. I should have never died.
Yeah. Maybe did Jake have ult? I was thinking the only way you live there is if Jake insta ults.
I think Jake had everything, and if I just walked down the lane, I literally should have never died there. But for some reason, my brain was like, jungle, 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 because you beads, or I beads and ulted.
Right.
Because I wasn't paying attention, so I was like, if the Merc dashed on me, but Jake has literally all of his buttons, so like I should never be afraid there. I should just fight back with Jake.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my fault, 100%.
Well, it didn't end up mattering too much, because I feel like that was like the only thing that the Dragons were able to really get going. Well, actually, no, they got off to a really good start in this game, didn't they?
I think they killed.
I think they killed
game two or three.
Game three. Didn't they get off to a really good start in game three, or was that game two?
On all these
no,
games
that was game two. Game two was we were 0-3.
Okay, that's right.
They invaded like our red and everything.
That's right. Okay, so this one was a little bit more even.
At game three, I think they had... It was literally swapped from, like, what first game was to us. Like, they had, like, four kills or something the whole game.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, they had four kills to your 13. I don't know. Jake on the Horus, feel like we haven't seen that a whole lot, but probably pretty good with Sunder being, like, the best relic. Feels like that makes some sense to me. I was a little surprised to see Haddix be the one to take the Urlong, and not the Osiris, but I feel like that flex worked out pretty well. I don't know if that was into Cthulhu sort of thing, but I was a little surprised to see that sort of switch up for those two.
We just have a lot of flexibility with who's on our team right now. Like, a lot of the top picks right now are flexible for us, which makes us so much scarier as a team. Like, oh no, it's just our picks. Like, we have to really, really screw up our picks and bans to lose a draft right now, in my opinion.
When was the last time you lost a draft? Do you remember?
I think it was the day when I locked in Chablanc.
Okay.
versus Titans, we got outdrafted.
Oh, yeah. Our drafts were really
But that
bad
was the day. First week of the new meta, so.
Ah, well. Yeah. You know,
and they got to watch us play the day before, you know.
So. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, yeah, that's not our fault we had a bad draft that day.
Whose fault is it then? Is that Cooper's?
I think it's Ro.
Oh,
yeah,
Ro.
Yeah, Ro. Yeah.
I was going to say. With all the solo laner, with all the coaches going solo, does Haddix know that he's, like, in the most vulnerable position of all time? Like, solo laning for a Ro team?
True. Well,
he's been practicing the Yorm already.
Okay.
Well, Ro has, sorry.
Right, of course.
You know, getting
ready. He needs
ready
to practice?
A little bit, you know. Okay. Just different meta, you know, different builds.
Right.
You know, he's getting it warm, you know, when the time comes.
I'm excited to see Ro take it back into the solo lane. I mean, you guys still have some difficult matchups ahead of you. Of course, you play the Leviathans next week with Julio's position a little bit up in the air right now. You guys do not have to play the Kings, right? You already played them.
Yep. I think we play Valks the week after. We only have Titans, Leviathans, Valks left, I believe.
Okay, yep. And then the schedule kind of restarts.
Yep.
I mean, looking really good to potentially run the first half of phase two. Do you think anything has really changed since phase one, or is there something in particular that you guys think that you learned during the phase one playoffs that has led to this sort of run for you guys? Barra, I have to call
you first.
Yeah, that's Barra. What convinced me for the top. I think we've just gotten better and better. I mean, we already started the year so good, and I think we've just been building on that foundation a lot. I mean, we still obviously get into arguments about, like, picks and bans and stuff, but in general, our team atmosphere is really good. It's really good for improving and trying out certain picks. Sometimes, you know, there's still a few gates actually you have to beat to try out a certain pick. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're getting there day by day. We're learning.
Right.
Yeah, we just have
yep.
Ven, before you answer my question, I just want to get your quick thoughts on Barra's answer, because it seemed really good to me. What a great answer that was.
Honestly, I mean, good way to put it. You know, I like it.
All right, yeah, give me a different, well, you're not a different answer necessarily, but your answer to the initial question would be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I just think everybody's having fun on the team, and I mean, we're getting our synergy up. We're hanging out outside of the game, talking about Smite, hanging out, like, doing what we can to grow the synergy in the house. And, you know, we made sure that, like, Haddix would be super comfortable right away, and just working on things with, like, the synergy for the 3v3 from, like, last year to this year. Like, we want to work on stuff like that, and yeah, we're just, like, super open with each other. Like, if someone's having a shit day, you can say if someone's having a bad day,
right.
Someone, you know, you could just say I'm having a bad day or whatever, and no one's gonna care, you know. Like, yeah, we're all friends and having fun. So
on a scale from
matters.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how much do you think mandatory fun time is to credit for your is to credit for your success here in phase two?
Hey, I put that high up. Okay, you guys underestimate it, but I actually put it pretty high up.
Yeah, Barra, where would you put
it on the
list?
That's a good start to the year.
Super high. Yeah. I think that is the only reason we have won a game this year.
Yep.
This NFT, that just it being mandatory just makes it so much more fun for right. everyone.
Exactly, like, you would be thinking, like, I might not be having fun right now, and then you have to go, yeah, exactly. wait, I yep. have to be having fun. It's I'm mandatory. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Have to. But trolling aside, I actually do think it was good for us, 100%. And I would do it again. It was actually fun, and it was actually productive.
Oh, my goodness. Venenu, the absolute five head just going off in the SPL, dude. He's got it. I will say, from my perspective, I think that you guys did your content, your live content day last week when I wasn't here. Weird mm-hmm. that you guys decided to just like ditch me like that.
Yeah, we definitely said
did it again. It was pretty fun.
Right.
Yeah. Whenever aggro's gone, we have. Yeah. We actually set that up with Cooper beforehand.
Yeah, I thought you might have. He told me that, and I was like, no way they would do that. But apparently it's true. But doing content with you guys is very easy, because I do think that it's very clear to me that that you guys are having fun as a team, because it's mandatory during all the content and that kind of stuff. I only got a chance to watch, I skimmed through it today to prep for tomorrow's live media day. And I only watched a little bit of you two with Goremiser, talking about your stats. Bera, you had a pretty bad guess on your like games played or whatever it was.
And our buffs invaded, bro. I thought we were smorking so much harder.
No,
we've invaded we've invaded like what, like 1/10 of our buffs got, and I thought it was so much higher than that.
Yeah,
maybe last year we played a bit more smork. This year we're playing a bit more, you know, intelligent, disciplined, you know, with a brain on.
Yeah. Surely not.
Intelligent. Yes.
Yeah.
Surely that's not. Go ahead.
I was very embarrassed by that. Like, I got so many of those questions. Like, Vin destroyed me in that, because I just could not get a question right. Unlucky.
Just a bit unlucky, I'd say. What, I did watch a little bit of your charades content, and I thought that was pretty solid. Ven, your King Arthur needed a little bit of work.
Ah, come on! I had like a thing, you know?
Dude, we guessed King Arthur at like the beginning. I'm pretty sure Haddix like yelled King Arthur like 2 seconds in after your spin, and you just kept spinning. You just
it didn't pick up. It didn't pick up. I was like, no way these guys don't know this.
Yeah, surely Haddix, if anyone, should know Arthur at the very least.
Yeah.
Barrow, which one did you have to do? I got
Hera, and very end of it. And I was like, I just got Mifflin to come on the stage and just told him to start attacking things. But I could not remember like Hera 2 or like her 3 animation.
Yeah, and yeah, it was horrible.
Thank you.
You should have just done
you just get a little bubble, you know what I mean?
You're telling me if you see this, you're thinking Hera?
No,
well, I guess that's okay. Better than this.
Well, yeah, what you did didn't help even a little bit. But I, you know, for the one, I would like push my hands out and then smash my fists together, and that should be all you need.
The only thing I could think of for some reason for the one was it lifting things, and I did like that, and I was like, all I could think of was like the lifting of the minions, not like the actual like fist coming in crushing things.
Wow, that is an embarrassing performance by you.
Thank you. I am known for my charade skills, after all.
Dude, I had to do charades at a Spring Fling event, and I brought the best on her charades performance of all time, and no one got it. And I was so upset. I remember being legitimately tilted at the time.
I'm sure it was the best. Like, I'm sure you just knocked it out of the park.
It's not good podcast content. So I obviously can't just act it all out.
Yeah, we've never done bad podcast content.
Never once in my life have I done bad podcast content. But it was really good. Okay. We'll talk about it after the show. I'll back up and do the whole thing for you. It was really good. No,
you don't want to do it now, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm really sure that I don't want to do it right now. I'm actually very sure. Thank you for asking. Okay. All right, well, we talked about SPL this week. I want to talk I talked to you guys about your run. My brain is still not working, so I can't remember what else I had to talk about.
Oh, I do know, but I don't know if you remember.
Go for it.
It was something on Twitter about someone in this call.
Oh, you're right, Bera. Thank you. You are so smart and so handsome.
I just
handsome.
Wanted to see Ben's answer here.
Yeah. Okay. If you guys aren't aware, Venenu on Twitter has been really going off when it comes to these post-set pictures. If you want to look, it's twitter.com/Venenu_ VENENU_. And it started with like, you guys won a set. It was like GG's, you know, fun set, 2-0, whatever. It is like a black and white, like, headshot of Ven. And it, look, no hate. He was looking really good in this picture. This was a fire picture. A fire picture.
Manscaped trim of the beard, yeah.
Right, because Manscaped trim the beard. Manscaped.com/back.
Trim anything
at all. Achieve pubic glory this year. So that one, I was like, okay, that's like that. I don't know why he did this, but this is funny. Like, that's fine. And then the next set, it's like a very similar picture. And I'm like, okay, that's fine, I guess.
It had the backpack on it.
You had the backpack on in that one, right? Like, you were going to school. Yeah. This one that you put out today, after your set against the Dragons, literally made me laugh out loud. This is the weirdest energy I've ever seen in my whole life. It is a full body shot. This is great podcast content again. It is a full body shot of Venenu standing in his room, hands in his pockets. And he's like, he's not mean mugging us in any way, but he is like, it's like Blue Steel Smite Edition, like from Zoolander. Like, you're giving us the model face right here, Ven. What is going on, man? Why are you tweeting these things?
It's just fun, man. I don't know. There's no other content. Like, the classic stuff of, like, when you win a set of, like, huh, GG was fun. We'll get him next time. Or, like, GG, wow, we popped off today. You know, all right. I'll add some new content.
Okay.
But what if everyone just started going just...
hitting some poses, okay?
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, just pose it up. I don't know. I got a good one for next week. Win or lose, I'll post it.
Okay. All right.
I just got to get the picture going. Like,
it's a
I gotta
good
think
one,
of it.
Too. Yep. Oh, you're not doing the one we talked about?
Oh, could do that one. Could do that one.
That's a good one.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Who took this picture of you in your room? I did have to ask that.
I did.
The floor.
You did? You just set a timer?
Well, I didn't know. Like, well, one, I had to figure out how to set the timer on. Okay. Right. And then I used my water bottle thing to hold up the thing, and then I was like, I'm probably gonna look like an idiot, but this is perfect. And then it just took the picture, you know.
It is so funny. This is my favorite one by far. I'm gonna retweet it right now. So I'm retweeting it. It's so good. It makes me laugh every your pose just makes me laugh so much, man. I don't know dude. I get it, but I don't, and that's my favorite type of humor, so I'm here for it. I'm very much here for it. Bear, are you gonna start?
Should I change the pose a bit?
No, keep
do that
it
again.
Keep
okay,
it
okay. No. Right,
you're not gonna be posting some pics.
No, this is 100% Vin's thing. I'm just gonna let him own it. I'll continue making my bad post game tweets, and then I'll let him own the picture tweets.
Did you guys see that I started doing post cast tweets?
I saw that.
Like a player. Well, I didn't like mine today. I was just in a grumpy mood, so I just like tweeted some emo stuff. But most of the time, I'm tweeting just like, hold on, let me find one here potentially. Some good tweets on here though. Wow. Twitter.com/aggro, like, this is nothing but bangers right here. Always fun to do a little play-by-play action, because I chair one to set. GG's to my last boots cast.
Did you think Tootsie Rolls are better?
Yes, Tootsie Rolls are better than Smarties. They're both bad. They're both bad.
Yeah,
they're
that's
both
an awful
bad,
take.
Okay? They are okay. Both bad. But
you're not going to convince me.
Tootsie Rolls are better than Smarties. I used to legitimately throw out Smarties when I got them in my Halloween can.
I had to throw out Tootsie Rolls. I can, dude, it's so disgusting.
Dog.
They're not good. They like stick to your teeth.
It doesn't even taste like anything.
The thing with
they
Smarties
taste kind
is
of like
it depends on how you eat them.
No.
That's how it's always been for me.
Tootsie Rolls do taste like something. They taste like
Ooh.
Asphalt.
Garbage?
No, they taste like asphalt that chocolate has been rubbed on. Like, they taste like someone rubbed some chocolate on a road, and then they melted that asphalt and put it in the little, like, container.
You're not wrong.
So there
Smarties are just better.
No. Smarties are not
If you eat Smarties individually, they're bad, because it just tastes like chalk.
Right. But
if you get them, like, if you just like undo the thing, you just throw it all in, and you get like a big thing of flavor.
It's like a lot of chalk.
Yeah. You get a lot of flavor, you know?
I'll tell you what, my wife, here's a little behind the scenes action. Anytime I tweet just a random poll like that, it's because my wife and I have had a disagreement, and I just instantly throw it up on Twitter. And I'll be honest, my win percentage is like, I win like a quarter of those. Like, she always has the more popular answer. And I just do not get it. How that many people like Smarties more. It just does not
make any sense. It's not a thing about liking Smarties. It's a thing about Tootsie Rolls being literally the worst candy.
You have to choose the lesser of two evils. And the lesser of two evils are Tootsie Rolls.
It's Smarties, dog.
No.
Tootsie Rolls are... Dude.
No. You're wrong.
I can't with you right now.
Well, good thing you don't have to do it for very much longer, because I'm ready for our random question of the week. I guess brought to you by Manscaped, because that's what we do. Manscaped.com/back. Olympics started this week. I don't know about you guys, but I love the Olympics. I love waking up in the middle of the night and just having like some weird sport on the TV. I always think back. Well, hold on. I guess I won't say that because I don't want to give it away. Do you guys have an obscure Olympic sport that you love to watch, that you're not watching in between Olympic years, that you're watching during the Olympics? Because I have one for summer and winter Olympics that I love.
I haven't watched Olympics in a long time. Okay. But when I did, whatever the thing where they shoot the puck down the thing and then the two people are
that's
going.
That's curling.
That's the one. That's what I was
curling.
Saying.
Yeah. Yes. Curling is so much fun to watch.
That's actually so cool.
Okay, but let's be real. If curling was on all the time, none of us would watch it, right? Yeah. Like, none of us would care at all about curling. But when it comes around every 4 years for the Winter Olympics, you're loving it.
Yep. It's pretty cool. Like, I'll watch it if it's on 100%, but honestly, I kind of just forget about the Olympics sometimes. I'm like, oh, it happened. Oh,
yeah.
Unlucky.
Yep. Ven, do you have one besides curling? Or no, go ahead, Barra.
I don't have cable right now, so...
That'll do it.
Don't really have a chance to watch the Olympics right now, so...
Yeah, this is a time where I'm happy that I overpay super hard for cable. That is good for me. Ven, do you have one besides curling?
No, I mean, he stole my answer for sure. I always sat down and watched, like, before school. I would just watch the curling thing because it was just... I thought it was so unique, like, it's just some random thing. I was like, oh, okay, this is pretty cool.
Dude, my friend had a house in high school that was, like, massive. He lived in, like, a legitimate mansion. And we would all just, like, stay there for days during the summer. Like, or during the winter. If we had a break, we would literally just stay in our friend's basement for days. And his parents, like, wouldn't even know because his house was so big. It was crazy. We called it the Chateau. That was his nickname for his house. And so I remember one time for the Winter Olympics when we were in high school, or maybe it was just out of high school, we all stayed at his house for the whole weekend, and we had a schedule of when curling was going to be on, and we would like wake up in the middle of the night in his basement to go and watch curling and then sleep during the days and just like hang out at night and watch curling. And it's such a good memory. I love curling. It's so much fun. Also, my favorite for the Summer Olympics this morning, I was eating my breakfast before the broadcast and a handball was on. Handball is dope. Have you guys ever watched handball?
What is handball?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Handball is like, it's kind of like indoor soccer, but you have a ball that you can like palm, that you can like grip, and you just have to, it's kind of like lacrosse without any sticks. You just throw a ball around. And it looks like so much fun.
Is it like a solid ball?
Yeah. It's like
if you get hit, are you going down?
No, it's kind of like a volleyball.
Okay.
It's kind of like volleyball, volleyball consistency, I think. I don't know. I've never played handball, but that's what it looks like to me. But they're throwing it across the whole court, and like you have to like jump throw. You don't have to, but like everyone's like jump throwing, and you like the goalie's like making kick saves and all this kind of stuff. And I just love watching obscure sports and getting like unreasonably into them. Like I was watching Norway versus South Korean women handball this morning and like yelling at my TV. I was getting so into it.
I do that with random things on YouTube. Like I was watching like a tag tournament for a long time. And then I was watching like a dodgeball tournament. I'll just go on like YouTube binges. I don't do it on, well, obviously on cable anymore, but definitely do that on YouTube. I watch like a big, like, it's like a wiffle ball tournament too.
Yes, dude. Watching stuff like wiffle ball is awesome.
Yeah. I just start one and then I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then I'll watch another one. It's like 3 hours later. I'm like, this is awesome. Yeah. I love this. I'm having so much fun.
Do you guys want, surely there's a wiffle ball league around the Atlanta area. We should join a wiffle ball league. Thoughts?
That'd be sick. I'm down.
Pretty interesting.
All right, great. Catch us on the wiffle ball field. Ben clearly does not want to play, but entertain it anyway.
Disc golf, though. Disc golf is pretty cool.
Dude, I literally bought some. Sam and I are supposed to go, and we just, like, I went away, and it's so hot. Like, it's literally 90 degrees in Georgia all the time.
Yep.
I don't want to be outside during that. And I'm not, let's be real, I am not waking up at 8 a.m. for this. Like,
there's a wiffle ball club.
No way.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we're signing up. We got to get off this podcast so we can sign up for the Wiffle Ball League. Catch us. We're gonna be the best team of all time. Me and Bear are going to be like talking about Smite in the outfield, and everyone's going to totally everyone's going to totally think we're so weird.
This looks sick. Sorry. Yeah. Outro.
Outro, right. Thanks, everyone, for watching and for listening. Appreciate the support as always. Again, head on over to manscaped.com/back if you want 20% off your order plus free shipping. Make sure to check that out. And that's across all their products. It doesn't have to be something like the lawnmower 4.0, which we got, which we love, or the boxers and ball deodorant.
Boxers are clean. Baller.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, the light just came on in Ben's room. That scared me.
We can see.
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, for pubic glory. Thanks, Stage Fault, for reminding me. Yep. So make sure you're checking that out. Make sure you're giving Prediction a bunch of love. They've got a bunch of different shows across a bunch of different esports, so check out the whole network. And give us a rating and buy our merch and love us forever. That's all you got to do. Nice and easy. No problem. Ben, thanks for the time as always, my friend. Bera, you know what to do. Your mic cut out. You got to give us one more.
Wait, let me get closer. Bye.
Oh, that was clean. Unfazed.
Lately, man.
Unfazed.
I'm actually hogging.